Texas. I represent a different...
Same genetic tree.
I lived in Los Angeles, which is very far afield of Philadelphia in many ways, and I chose it a lot for that reason. But after Grandma died, I felt this huge pang and need to do something that was of my world there and of my interest there that celebrated her. So I drove 30 miles east of Los Angeles to a Shinto temple that I'd been to about a year ago. And I decided I would do a Japanese ancestor puja, which is a ceremony to honor your ancestors, with a Shinto priest there. And I drove up and I thought this is I knew it was sort of a peculiar thing to do, but I wanted to do it and I was moved to do it, so I went out there. And I'd been there, the priest who wanted to make sure that I really understood the meaning and the seriousness of this ceremony, and through an interpreter he asked me a lot of questions about myself and my family. He asked me if I fully understood the importance of honoring your ancestors and their ancestors. And at the time I said yes, although I think it wasn't until very recently that I actually know that how true that is and really understood what he meant. And after he questioned me sufficiently and examined me and made sure that I was truly serious, he made up a little plaque that said Margaret Wasserman Levy on it. And he set the little plaque up on a small shrine. And then we began chanting in Japanese and pouring tea repetitively with a ladle over a sort of a in a big bowl, and it has a thing on it in the middle, and you pour the tea over it, and pour the tea over it, and you chant. And I had the words of the chant written out phonetically, and it sort of sounds like a Tibetan drone, so I hummed along when I lost my place and sort of joined in again at the chorus. And as I concentrated on the tea and the pouring and the chanting, I conjured up images of Grandma buzzsawing sculpture in her 80s, alone, swimming across the lake in Maine, her devotion to Buicks, the incredible house that she lived in, which was the center of our lives in many ways. And that magical, matriarchal, Kali Ma, goddess, force of nature energy that she embodied and that permeated our lives. And at one point, in the middle of the ceremony, I glanced up and saw that plaque sitting in the middle of this delicate little Shinto shrine, and I had this incredible urge to burst out laughing. I was trying to be very serious, and I told the priest that I was extremely serious about this, and it was hard to repress this. And I was just overcome, and I had to sort of choke it down, and it just suddenly seemed so incredibly incongruous, yet absolutely appropriate that Grandma's name was sitting in the middle of this shrine, and how I would never have ventured into this place, or ventured into the places and the ideas and the worlds that I have without that name sitting there in the middle of that shrine. And all the esoteric realms and the things of the imagination and the intellect and creativity that she approached without hesitation and without fear. And the laughter was about to be mixed with tears because I was so proud to have such an ancestor. And I felt extremely close to her at that moment. And at the end, the priest looked up at me, and he hadn't really been particularly warm, and he said very warmly, "You know, you are surrounded by many loving ancestors, and they are here." And I was very joyous. And then the translator gave me a packet of green tea, and she said, "Every morning you must brew this tea and put a little cup on the shrine with the plaque." And I said, "And then you drink it later." And I asked if I should put pictures up on the shrine, and she said, "Oh no, don't put pictures. Some ancestors may feel left out. Get upset." And I said, "No pictures." I thought Grandma would be awfully central and would take up a lot of the energy there, so perhaps she was right. I turned around and left, and I went to the shrine, and I said Namaste and Om Bhurva Bhuvasva Tatsavitur, which translates loosely as "Have a great trip, Grandma, wherever you are. I love you. And I love you for myself as myself, and I thank you for giving me life."